The Jimmy Ivey Sexy Cool Lounge is an inspirational podcast spreading positive energy and only good vibes into the universe through personal discovery, empowerment, and self-love awareness. Now, please join me in the Sexy Cool Lounge with our creator and host, Jimmy Ivey.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, wherever you might be listening to this episode, right? And may your vibe be cruising at an altitude that is so sexy cool. So as always, at the beginning of every episode, if you're new to the Sexy Cool Lounge, thank you. Thank you for giving me and Vibe Nation some of your time and precious energy along your journey through the universe, right? And if you're so inclined, go on over to the website, www.sexycoollounge.com, and check out any episode between 1 and 118, with this being 119. Man, we are steadfast and heading forward, right? We've had some amazing guests come through our studio, and we've talked about an array of topics, and I'm sure that there's something that will fuel your soul, right? And if you want to follow the podcast, please follow it on any one of your favorite podcast platforms. We are on all of them. Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, you name it, we're there. You just put in the name and you'll find us. Hit that little bell and follow us. And we would love to have you as a continued support, okay? If you're on social media, Instagram, you guys know it, at sexycoollounge.com. Follow us, we'll follow you. Hit me up in a DM. Let me know what's going on, all right? Facebook, you can always find me there. Send me a friend request. I will accept. And hey, if you guys have an Alexa, say, Alexa, play Jimmy Ivey Sexy Cool Lounge podcast, and she will make that happen for you as well. All right. Housekeeping is out of the way, and we are on the road. 119. All right. This one is entitled Your Rare Moment, The Light Bulb Vibe. Now, the way I want to kind of set this up is I've had some experiences lately, right? And I want to highlight them in a way that we can utilize it as we move forward. And some of us have had rare moments and we've been able to appreciate them, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move forward, right? And some of us, we may just kind of let it pass by. And it's a moment we really never have again. So as we move forward on our journeys, right, let's appreciate the rare moments, the ones that give us that aha, light bulb switch that allow us to have more clarity, more vision, right, more substance in what we're doing, why we're doing it, and just move forward, all right? One of the things that I have found is it's amazing when things come together and you're honest with yourself, right? When you're having that honest conversation and you start doing what you love, what makes you happy, right? Your life literally slows down. I know mine did. You stop wishing for the weekend, right? You stop merely looking for the special moments, right? Or the special events. You stop looking for all of that and you're able to just be within the present moment, right? You stop merely looking forward to the special events. You begin to live in each moment and you start feeling like a different human being, right? You can't really put your finger on it, right? For some reason, the light bulb just switches and you get it, right? And you just ride the wave of life with this feeling of contentment and joy. No validation from someone else, right? It's within ourselves now. You move fluidly. You're a little bit more calmer. And my God, you're grateful. You're grateful for the moment. You're grateful for everything else that comes around you and that comes to you, right? And I know for me, it felt like something was lifted, okay? Because I got to see a whole new perspective on things. And that to me was the rare moment. I saw things differently, right? I can't put my finger on why I'm seeing it differently, but I realized that in that rare moment, oh, okay, man, I get it, right? One day it just clicks. In my opinion, one day it just clicks, right? And you realize what's important and what isn't, right? And I know for me, I learned to care less about what other people think. And I truly started to care more about what I thought of myself, right? I know who I am. I don't need to defend my character to anybody, right? So what I'm challenging you guys with is to stop worrying more about what other people think and start caring more about what you think of yourself, right? I want you to start to realize how far you've come and remember when you thought things were such a mess that you would never recover. I know I've been there. Look at where I'm at now. I'm in front of a microphone, 71 countries with over 600 cities with downloaded episodes. But I was there, family. I was that person that I now have to look back and say, remember when you thought things were such a mess, Jimmy? And you thought you would never recover from that? Okay. I'm doing what I want to do in life now, family. And I'm sharing it with you because you can do it too. And if you're not sure, hit me up in the email, sexycoolloungepodcast@gmail.com. We'll figure it out together. Or hit me up on social media. DM me. When all of this comes together, family, you smile. You smile differently, right? You look back and you say, man, that was such a mess back. That was a crazy situation. That was a messed up situation. Don't really know how I recovered. But you smile. You smile because you're happy. You smile because you're genuine within yourself. And there is no validation needed from an outside source. Okay? It just clicks. One day you get it. Okay? You may need to have a hard lesson from time to time. But at some point you get it. Those are the rare moments. The rare moments are when you get it. And we all don't get it at the same time, sure. But it clicks. One day it clicks for whatever reason. It just clicks. And you smile. You smile because you are truly proud of yourself and the person you've fought to become. Hear me out when I say that, family. Because damn sure knows I have had to fight to become who I am. Right? Sometimes you run into things in life and they try to knock you down and keep you down. But what I want you to do and what I want you to remember, and those that are feeling like they're down now, I want you to fight and I want you to understand and I want you to be proud. Be proud of yourself. Because of the person who you fought to become, okay? You may not see it today or tomorrow, but you'll look back. Sometimes it's a couple of months, sometimes it's a few years, and be absolutely perplexed and awed, right? By how every little thing added up and brought you somewhere wonderful or where you've always wanted to be. for all the challenges that I've had in my life, family, for some of the ups and the downs. And some of them I've, you know, cataloged in the episodes. But where are we today, family? 119 episodes. And we're worldwide. And I fought to get this where it is today. And if I can do it, you can do it. If I can do it, family, you can do it. I tell you guys all the time, shine bright. I don't say it to say it, family. I say it because I mean it, right? Shine bright. What else do I say? Love yourself enough to radiate your vibe. Love yourself enough to radiate your vibe. If I can do it, you can do it, right? I'm saying all that to say that you'll be grateful that things didn't work out the way you once wanted them to. You know how many times I've been grateful for things not working out that I really wanted to work out in that moment, but I had to trust the universe and I had to trust the process and I had to trust that the journey was going to lead me somewhere greater. And it did. And it has. I'm living proof of that, family. So I'm just saying to you guys, someday you'll look back and you know exactly why it had to happen the way that it did. You may not know it right now, and that's fine. But one day you'll look back on it. And you won't have the need for the validation, right? Because it comes from within. And you'll smile, and you'll be grateful. And you'll understand that certain things had to happen in order for you to get where you wanted to be, to do what you wanted to do, and have the shining bright moment of the light bulb as it clicked. And you're like, oh, I get it now. I see it differently. I understand it differently. I move differently now because I get it, right? Understand what I'm about to say to you, family. Every effort to hold on to something blocks the arrival of something new that could change your life. I'll say it again. Every effort to hold on to something blocks the arrival of something new that can change your life. And that's meaningful. I'll be the first one to tell you, family. Listen. Things end, people leave, right? And you know what? Life goes on. Life goes on. And besides, if bad things didn't happen, how would we be able to feel the good ones? And I'm talking bad things that challenge us, bad things that give us lessons to learn. I'm not talking traumatic, truly traumatic, bad things. Just keep it in the perspective of the episode, right? There are some things that are bad that teach us lessons that we're able to utilize in growth and move forward, right? I'll be the first one to tell you, you can't be all things to all people, right? But what you can be, is you can be unique. You can be different, right? You can give to others what you want yourself. Man, how would that change the world if we all subscribe to that? Give to others what you want yourself, right? And then do what you were made to do. Love, give, share, right? Man, it's a beautiful thing, right? I feel like people will not remember the details of what your face looks like. Yet you worry most about that, right? Some of us do. However, they do remember your smile. And how many times do I say that to you guys, right? Radiate yourself enough to love you. Love yourself enough to radiate your vibe, right? And if you really do that, you're smiling because of how you truly feel about yourself, right? And how you feel about yourself should not be validated by someone else's opinion or feelings, correct? The look in your eyes while they're talking to you, the way you made them feel, how gentle you were, the comfort your words gave them, and the understanding that you were willing to offer. All of those things are things that people will remember. And I'm saying all that to say that in those rare moments, appreciate what you have. Look at it from a different perspective, family. Sometimes the most beautiful faces may have the ugliest hearts, right? And if that is what you're looking for, that is what you're going to get. But if you have a beautiful heart, your beauty will shine on people's hearts. Love yourself enough to radiate your vibe, right? Whether they see it or not depends on what they're looking for. So I'm just saying that to say, stop looking for the validation. And in your rare moments, appreciate the clarity. Appreciate the different perspective that you see things at. And understand that life goes on. Right? I challenge you guys, find your rare moment. Appreciate it. Because sometimes there's some of us that never even get to have a rare moment in life. So let's make sure that we're appreciating them as we go on our journey, right? So love yourself. Love yourself enough to radiate your vibe, family. And let's never forget that even though we do not have as much as others, man, we still have more than others. So let's continue to put good vibes into this universe so we can always get good vibes back. I'm Jimmy Iovine. Man, I love you guys. And I will see you on the next episode.